A year after Syracuse's Landmark Theater underwent a $16 million renovation, observers are pausing to assess its economic impact. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney.
According to Mark Narenhausen, it doesn't matter if an arts institution like the Landmark Theater loses money. He says the theater is just one component in the economic engine that's downtown Syracuse. A professor at Syracuse University, Narenhausen believes cities need to factor in parking fees, bar tabs, and restaurant bills to assess the value of the business a theater brings.
So it's simply a question of looking at the connections, understanding what drives the connections, and working intentionally to maximize those.
The Landmark Theater, first opened in 1928 with seating for 3,000, has renovated its backstage to make room for bigger shows like Jersey Boys and Wicked. The city's tourism board says during Jersey Boys' recent three-week run, residents of Onondaga County bought only 800 more tickets than Canadian visitors did. And those Canadians spent $2.6 million while they were here. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.